This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you also for subscribing. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, including the upcoming Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament and Holiday Spectacular, December 11th at West Chase Golf Club in Tampa. For golf information, please email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. And when you are in need of any type of legal assistance, and you live in the greater Tampa Bay area, just know Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm. Full-service means family law. Full-service means divorce. Full-service means fill-in-the-blank. Call anytime for a free consult, 844-4BLG4ME, 844-4BLG4ME, or just visit BrandonLegalGroup.com, click the box that says request a free consultation. Brandon Legal Group. Your full service law firm. The Todd Wright Toddcast is also presented by Bill Curry Ford. Now, for the last couple years, Sean Sullivan, the general manager of Bill Curry Ford, has been very active with the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. He has hosted the last two Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast draft nights. He also writes the checks for $1,000 to the winner of every Todd Wright Fantasy Football Draft League, every Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League, I'm sorry. And he plays in one of the leagues to defend some of his money, doing much better this year. Thank you, Sean Sullivan. Thanks to Grace and everyone at Bill Curry Ford for their continuing support. And also, if you are in the market for a new or a change of vehicle in terms of a pre-owned vehicle, you might want to visit Sean Sullivan and ask for him by name. Tell him you listen to me on the podcast so he will connect with you immediately. Thank you, Sean Sullivan. Thank you, Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Email for Toddcast purposes, independent of the golf. Well, let's just run them all down. If you want golf information, again, it's toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. If you want a second opinion on fantasy football, especially with King Henry down, that was episode 41 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast that posted earlier this week. Email toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Anything else falls within this realm of the Todd Wright Toddcast as we approach 200 episodes. Wright.todd@yahoo.com. Thanks always to Sean, who's listening. Greg, look forward to seeing Greg at the next Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament. Greg plays in one of the in the Foundation League for Fantasy. And those of you that regularly listen to this podcast, the other day I was going to hit balls at Tampa Bay Downs where Joey DiPompo plays in the Fantasy Foundation League, is the GM, and I'm just minding my own business. And Matt Mitchell, award-winning golf professional right here in the Tampa Bay area, just stops his lesson and says, "Todd, how you doing? I just wanted to tell you, I know it's an old podcast, but I heard your podcast saying how the Montreal Canadiens had no business being in the Stanley Cup Finals. You were right. I really enjoyed it. I even listened to it a second time." Now, that was from months ago. But the point I made about how Canada pushed through one of their own teams to get them into the semifinals, and sure, Vegas tanked, Tampa Bay didn't, exposing Montreal. Now, Corey Perry from that Canadiens team is a key guy in the absence of Kucherov on the Lightning. Anyway, Matt Mitchell, thank you for listening to my podcast. For any of you that do, I really do appreciate it. And you can reach out anytime at write.todd@yahoo.com. Social media at toddwright2121 on Instagram, on Twitter. And if you'd like to be Facebook friends with me or whatever Facebook is called these days, I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. I will never ask you to like additional pages. And my pages are simply there for fun. Tell you what I'm doing, what's involved with the golf tournaments, promote my TV appearances. It's simple, the way I think social media should be. All right, this one podcast, I've brought this up before, and it came up again as I was watching, I guess as I was watching the Cowboys surprise you and me, defeating the Minnesota Vikings, and the start of that game did not go well. Vikings went right down the field, Adam Thielen catches a touchdown, Vikings never score another touchdown, Cowboys had double-digit penalties, three personal fouls on what should have been the game-winning drive for the Vikings, where they didn't get in the end zone. They settle for a field goal, leave time on the clock. And Cooper Rush comes down and throws a fade route on first and goal. People were impressed with Ezekiel Elliott's effort on what was it, a third and 11. We'll get to why it wasn't third and 16. I'm still stunned the Cowboys on first down threw a fade to Amari Cooper there. Because if that ball is not thrown properly, the game's over. And it can be intercepted. It wasn't. It just shows the confidence that Kellen Moore and the Cowboys and Amari Cooper had in Cooper Rush in what was the weekend for backup quarterbacks. From a fantasy standpoint, it was the weekend that King Henry went down. So where was I going with this? I always get distracted when I talk about the Cowboys. Okay, so before we even got to that, all right, let's go back to the Ezekiel Elliott catches the ball on third 11. Splits two Viking defenders, literally runs between them. Two guys had a shot at him. He beat them to that spot, and then he forced his way past the line to gain to set up the first and goal. Let's go to what happened before that, because it was third and 16, and then the Vikings call successive timeouts, which is not allowed. For those of you that have wondered over the years, you know, where are the successive timeouts when teams are trying to ice a kicker? They can only do it once. And there were other reasons to take that out of the game, but that was part of it as well. So it was interesting that Terry McCauley, who is everything that Mike Carey wasn't when Mike Carey was the supposed smart guy, former official on CBS, that disaster, benched in the middle of what, a conference championship game or a Super Bowl? No matter how CBS or Nance try to spin it, we've never heard from Mike Carey again. But McCauley said, yeah, in that situation, it's illegal for a team to call a second consecutive timeout. Normally, he said, you're told to ignore the request. Just ignore it because it's a penalty. But in this case, the ref doesn't have to. They called it. And then they just administered the penalty, which is a delay of game on the team calling a second consecutive timeout. So what was third and 16 became third and 11, rush to Elliott, first and goal, fade route to Amari Cooper, Cowboys win. This brought me back to something I brought up probably a year ago here on the Todd Wright Toddcast, and I'm going to stand by it, and it's its own podcast. Why is a delay of game penalty yardage? I want all of you to think about that. Delay of game, 5-yard penalty, still the same down. Why is it yardage? Aren't you delaying the game further by allowing them to replay the down? I want you to think about that. The name of the penalty is delay of game. You're essentially saying to the offense, or in this case, the defense, you delayed the game. We're not going to let you do that. But why is it yardage? Now, I get why it's yardage in the case of a defensive penalty. But most of the time, delay of game is the offense because the play clock expires. I know. Why is it yardage? If you're letting them replay the down, aren't you allowing them to delay the game? Seriously, in theory, you're not speeding up the game. The delay of the game was successful. You said, shame on you. Here's a 5-yard penalty. But if you want to eliminate why the game was delayed, you advance the down. Now, remember, we had, and Vrabel did this to Belichick after Belichick did it to either him or somebody else, going back to when Brady was with the Patriots. Remember when Belichick did it and then Vrabel did it in the playoffs to the Patriots milking the clock in Brady's last game, where you had what roughly, I don't know, anywhere between 5 and 7 minutes on the clock, the ball's at midfield, and often teams do this, not just late in the fourth quarter. When it's too far for a field goal, you don't want to go for it. The punter says, give me some more room so I can kick a full ball somewhere within the 20 and the goal line on the sideline. So the team takes a delay of game penalty. Often the defense will decline it. But we've seen this for years. Okay, that would be eliminated. The whole, well, the punter's just taking a delay of game penalty to give himself more room to kick a full punt to try to get it out of bounds inside the 20. In my system, where you don't allow delay of game to be the same down, that's over. You'd never have that anymore. Also, Belichick and then Vrabel using it to their advantage to first milk the game clock and then have a false start to milk more game clock outside of, I believe they can only do it outside of 5 minutes. That's gone too, because you lose the down. Think about it again. The penalty is delay of game. So why should the team with the ball that commits a delay of game penalty be allowed to pick up where they left off and run the same play on the same down? You're prolonging the game. I know the clock doesn't move. That's not the point. You've still delayed the game. So here again is my suggestion. If you really want to make delay of game a true penalty, it is not yardage, it is loss of down. Or give the opponent the option. The opponent either gets 5 yards or the down. Why should, in the case of, and not just punting, but you see a quarterback, they get the play in late, he's at the line of scrimmage, or, and this can happen too, they're trying to draw a team off, and they're like, well, if we don't draw them off, we'll just take the delay of game penalty. That's out. Unless you burn a timeout before the play clock ends. I just think we would eliminate needless, senseless delay of game penalties by actually penalizing teams with the down they just lost. We just gave you, what is it, 25 or 40 seconds, depending on what happened the previous play. If you let the play clock expire, if you let the play clock expire, you've lost that down. It's gone. That's the penalty. You know what you could do? You don't even have to call a penalty. Just when the play clock hits zero, you blow the whistle and move the down forward. It's not even a penalty in that case. The down's over. We gave you 25 or 40 seconds to snap the ball. You didn't. That's it. Reset. On my go, we start the play clock again on the next down. So if you commit a delay of game penalty on fourth down, you lose the ball on downs. If you commit a delay of game penalty on third down, you're now suddenly fourth down. Why should you get to run the same play again on the same down? You're adding non-play clock time, but you're allowing the game to be delayed. Now, if you want to make it optional for the other team, and I guess in the case of what the Vikings did, then Dallas should have the option of, do you want 5 yards, or do you want us to rewind the down to second down, where instead of it being third and 16, you now have a choice. You can have second and 16 or the third and 11. I get that there's some work to be done here. But the point is, isn't it better for a delay of game penalty to actually not delay the game? And when you're just saying it's a 5-yard penalty and allowing the same down to be played again, the game is delayed. That's my point of emphasis. The league's is taunting this year. Mine is the next time you're watching an NFL game and you see a team commit a delay of game penalty, ask yourself, would that delay of game penalty have happened if the penalty was loss of down and not 5 yards? And I'll say in 90% of instances, they wouldn't have delayed the game. They would have called timeout or they would have snapped the ball. And in all these sports, we're trying to shorten the games because they're way too long, and we've all known that for years. And this would help. I'm not saying it solves anything, but it actually prevents delaying of the game. Love to know what you think. Wright.Todd@yahoo.com. Wright.Todd@yahoo.com. Happy with it being optional for the opposing coach to choose 5 yards or the down. In almost all cases, if it's third down or fourth down, the opposing team is going to take the down. He will. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next time.